In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, it's a big game. We're going to get a lot of action tonight. Let's hope it's good action. Like Elvis was good action. Howard Eskin, action. Philadelphia Eagles tonight. Lights, camera, action. Thursday night football, focal point of American sports tonight. Eagles and Washington, NFC East on the line. If the Eagles get the win, they'll be 2.5 games up on Washington, which is hard to believe because they're only half a game up right now. But they'll be a game and a half up if they win and hold a tiebreaker. So that'd be a beautiful thing. All right, for more on tonight's game, of course, Marilyn Mike in the booth, and Howard will be patrolling the sidelines, and Howard Eskin joins us right now. Good morning, King.
Good morning. The tiebreaker is a little early because they'll play Washington again.
Of course.
So, and that, it's a 1 o'clock game. I'm hoping it's not moved to a Sunday night game, but it actually could be.
Certainly. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's going to be a big
Here's game. What we know, Howard, in all likelihood, if a team in this grouping, these two teams, wins both games, it'll be hard for that squad to lose the division.
Oh, and there's no question. And the Eagles are a better team. The better teams don't always win games, but they are the better team. You know, I have a little pet peeve, and I heard Dan Quinn mentioned in the last minute before I came on. He's got to grow up. He's a great guy. I've met him a couple of times, and Matt Ryan introduced me to him a couple of times. Great guy. However, a head coach wearing a hat backwards at a news conference is like a child. Come on, man. You're not one of the kids. You're the head coach. Just a little.
I don't disagree. I mean, he does it in the games.
I don't either. I was ready to disagree with Howard where he was going, and I don't at all. Yeah. I'm with you, Howard.
I think it's a little, you know.
Yeah, childish.
Childish. It looks childish
at all. The way that you wear your hat forward or back. As a head coach, I do think some things matter.
Yeah,
I do think your appearance matters to some degree, but the hat backwards is not a thing that I think is a big deal.
Yeah, it bugs me a little bit. All right, King, let's talk about this game tonight. So we hear you that you think the Eagles are going to win, and I agree with you.
Yeah.
But what concerns you the most? What's on the flip side that's a worry?
Well, and it's the same thing every game. If you don't turn, if they have zero turnovers, there is no way, zero, that they will lose this game. And that's important. You cannot turn the ball over and give the other team free points. Now, the Eagles have done a really good job with turnovers, and they're going to have to score. They're going to have to score more than 24 points. I'm assuming that Washington can get somewhere in the low 20s. And that's a good job by the defense because that quarterback is very good. But if they don't turn the ball over and they score a minimum of 24 points, but they've got to score points and they can't turn the ball over. And because the defense is the better part of this football team right now. It's crazy to say when you think about this football team, but the defense, these guys are tackling. The two draft picks are doing a great job. The linebackers are doing a great job. It really is a very good defense, and they've got to get, and I think they can get a turnover or two from Washington.
So our pass rushers are probably the weakest part of our defense, I guess we would say, Howard. Bryce Huff is injured, and he's got the club thing coming off the edge. We're seeing more of Jalix Hunt now that Bryce Huff is injured. Is he factoring in more than the coaches expected? Jalix Hunt, should we be expecting him to be out there and productive?
Well, yes, but Jalen Carter, I'm not going to focus on him because that defensive line with Jalen Carter obviously played really well and played terrific. And he's, now that he's into his second year, he's doing well. Josh Sweat's doing a really good job. I don't think we should downplay the defensive line because we know that the back end of that defense has done a really good job, and the linebackers obviously are doing well. But I'm not going to downplay the way the defensive line has played in the last couple of weeks. I mean, they played bad teams, but you still won by more than 20 points three straight games. That says something, and it says something for the defense. And the fact that they didn't give up I know the Cowboys suck, but they didn't give up a touchdown. And then when it was close, you know, they had him, what was it, inside the five, and they still...
But we're looking for pass rushers that scare opposing offenses, you know, like new... But we thought Josh Sweat, we hope Josh Sweat will continue to improve to where he can be more of a, I don't know, weapon, a double-digit sack guy that other teams have to account for and plan for every week.
I think you're worrying a little too much. I think they've done a good job. Are they what they were, let's say, a couple of years ago? But I'm going to look at it this way. I'm going to put this in a different perspective. This defense is better than the defense that won the Super Bowl, and it's not even a question. They are better. And I know they have.
I do think it's a question, Howard, because this defense hasn't faced much competition yet.
They faced who they faced. I mean, you can't change that, but they've played well. They faced against Cincinnati. That stop and what was it, fourth and one by Cooper DeJean?
Yeah, that was big.
That was really big.
I know.
That was really big. So I look at plays and I look at what they've done. Remember, that defense gave up 600 yards in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they did, but you know what they also did, Howard? They gave up 17 points in two combined playoff games in the lead-up to that.
Yeah.
I mean, they gave up 10 to Matt Ryan, Steve's I believe it was good. 10, and 7 to Minnesota. Like, that's very hard to do in modern football, to win two playoff games and give up a combined less than 20 points.
This team's good with a very good head coach. And it's a nice combination. They love the guy. They play hard for him, and that's a big part of it too.
Yeah.
If you don't like the head coach, do you think half those players really care about Mike McCarthy? Now they're a terrible team.
Yeah.
But the head coach is important to get the guys to come. It's hard playing. You know, John, you know this. It's hard playing this game, and the fact that you got the guys going through a wall and playing hard for the head coach and playing for each other. And he's emphasized, Nick Sirianni has emphasized that. They do play for each other. And that's important.
Sure, sure.
Good football team.
All right, Howard, big game tonight. You'll be on the sideline. I want to hop to one other topic here, and that's the 76ers, and give you a chance to weigh in. Now, there's a lot of ways we could just present the floor to you, but I'm going to present it this way because this is worth covering. I just want to read to everyone Jokic's last six games. Points, rebounds, assists. Okay, I just want everyone to take in, and then I'm going to ask you, Howard, for the floor to be yours. And you, John, here are Jokic's last six games, obviously compare and contrast with Joel. Last six games, Jokic, 29, 18, 16, 26, 9, 13, 27, 16, 9, 28, 14, 13, 23, 20, 16. 30, 11, 14, actually seven games. Here we go. And nonsense. The last game Jokic played, 37, 18, and 15. Okay. Now, Howard, the floor.
Ridiculous.
Howard, it is ridiculous. Howard, the floor is yours.
Wait a minute. For the last few years, for the MVP that Joel Embiid won, it was Jokic's MVP. But they wanted to change it up, and I guess the voters changed it up. He is, without question, a much better player than Joel Embiid. This guy, work is important. He works hard. Joel doesn't even work hard to get himself ready. He's not doing everything he can to get that knee ready, and he's going to be hurt. But here's another issue that I have. Jokic is so much better. Let's be honest. And Wemby's now, I would take Wemby in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. I don't even think it's a question.
Okay. Here's where I have a real issue with this organization. I have a friend last night. Had two tickets in the first row behind the press table. He buys tickets from a season ticket holder at face value. Spent $1,300 for two tickets, jeez, and he didn't want to go to the game.
Yeah,
and just see, here's another thing. I think somebody should bring, and this is, you know, I may be reaching, a class action suit against the Sixers organization because they promoted in photographs selling tickets, and you're really, that picture stands out with Joel Embiid, and they knew he wasn't going to play at the start of the season. They knew he wasn't going to play back to backs, and yet they
what was that, Howard? I'm a troll, so maybe I'll play in the back to backs now. Was that real?
And then he said, maybe I'll play in the back. And then he said, well, I was trolling people. No, he wasn't. That's what their plan is. That is their plan. And that's not fair. You're selling. Hey, I'll ask everybody in the studio. Mm-hmm. When you buy a product or a service, and before you use it, you don't want it. Everybody has returns on that product. Now I understand.
Except for underwear.
Oh, really?
No, yeah. No. That's my experience.
Well, wait,
you've tried to return underwear?
No, but I've heard that you can't.
No, yeah, but if it's still in the package, you can return it.
No, but I've heard if it's not in the package, you can't.
Why would you try to return it, Joe?
I wouldn't necessarily, but I'm going to keep my options open kind of guy.
I can't believe.
Hold it, Joe.
We need to dig into this a little bit, I think.
If you ordered it and canceled it before you.
No, I get your point, Howard. I'm not.
You can return it.
Were these tiny whiteies?
Why can't you? If somebody gets hurt.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The day before or the week before, I get it. But they knew that Joel Embiid would play a limited number of games, would not play at the start of the season, yet they sold tickets based on his picture in the ads. I think somebody that's aggressive could put together a class action suit against this team because they sold a product that really they knew wasn't going to be there. And now they can't return the tickets. You know, if I wanted to return a ticket on a back-to-back coming up,
good luck. You got no shot.
Yeah.
All right, Howard, stay well, my man. Enjoy tonight's game. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, take care.
There he is, Howard Eskin. This segment right now brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. Usually we do life advice at this time. Not doing it on a game day because obviously there's too much important stuff to talk about. But MHS Lift, the typical and phenomenal sponsor of life advice when we do it. Here, I'll give you a little quick life advice. if you have tighty whities, and many people don't anymore, but if you do, I don't.
You don't have any tighty whities.
But I did through college. And John, when you brought up tighty whities, let me tell you what my friends called my tighty whities in college.
Lucy Brownies.
You're very close.
Lucy Yellowies.
Lucy Whiteies.
Oh,
because, James, they were so old and there'd be holes in them.
Oh, man.
And they were
disgusting,
Lucy.
Oh, man.
Lucy, oh, no. Lucy Whiteies.
Oh, that's so gross.
Lucy Whiteies.
Not well, great, at least man. It didn't get to use Lucy Brownies.
I didn't say they didn't. I just said they didn't call them that.
Oh, no.
I'm joking. Let's go. Emma?
Do you have Lucy Brownies now?
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dr. Gina right now. Gina, how you been?
Oh, no. You know, Joe, you just really embarrassed me to be your, like, most longtime caller. I got to tell you, like, from one who has supported you since day one,
you have.
Like, I do not stand
Was he doing this
that.
Back in the day, Gina, like, no, talking about his, gastrointestinal issues and whatnot?
No. Not at all. And John, you wanted to know, like, why was I his, like, only caller?
Only.
Or why? Well, the reason being is there was no sports talk live sports talk radio back then. There was none.
Yeah.
ESPN played overnight, or some syndicated show played overnight. It was on 610 WIP. You know, you guys.
You're ripping WIP of 25 years ago. Look at you.
So you had to stick with the sickly Joe DeCamera.
Oh, spitting truth and knowledge and insight, man.
Back in the day, he talked hardcore sports talk radio. And he
he talked hardcore.
The only guy on the air on a Saturday night that I could talk sports to. I don't have brothers. My dad died a long time ago. My significant other had passed away. I had nobody to talk sports talk radio with at that time. So
that is really nice, Dr. Gina.
Well, it was really cool that there was actually true sports talk radio on the air, too, because I'm a sport all my life. I've been a sports junkie.
Sure.
Go figure. No brother, no dad, you know.
Yep.
Have that
Gina,
happen,
the only criticism I feel on this is you're basically telling me you chose me because I was the only option.
Well,
like,
you know,
process of elimination.
How else would you have gotten her to listen, Jeff?
Process of elimination. Oh, all right, fine. The camera.
Yeah.
No, but, Gina, that's touching. All right, give me what you got on the Eagles here. Big game tonight.
Well, big game, and I cannot wait to see this defense rip apart this quick tempo offense, because I think they can do it. I think there'll be blitzing, which I've been praying for blitzing for how many years now. So I think that's going to happen tonight. And I have a good feeling about the young dudes that they are just going to really take it on themselves that they want to show this team up. That's my thought.
I don't think they're messing around. I mean, I'll say this. While I don't follow Washington every single day, they're probably not messing around here tonight either. I mean, teams know the stakes are very big for tonight's game. Because let's be real. The loser probably, not so much of the game, but of the season, the team that finishes in second place in the division probably makes the playoffs, but gets no playoff home games, you know, has no shot at a bye. Like, it is being a 5, 6, or 7 seed is way different than being a 2 seed. Way different. Gina, give me a great answer. What's an American classic?
Anybody say apple pie?
Apple pie actually had not been swelled.
But it was taken off the board.
Okay,
we took it off the board.
We
it's off the board,
it.
Yeah.
Sure. Give me something else, Gina.
4th of July fireworks.
I said the 4th of July, but we'll give you fireworks.
Yeah, fireworks, good answer.
Give you fireworks. That works for sure. Hey, let me tell you something. Game day, like it is right now, Primo Hoagies, make your game day epic tonight. You know, it's Thursday night football. Make it epic with Primo Hoagies, with hoagies and party trays from Primo Hoagies. Now, they provided a humongous selection of food for us today that they brought in.
Oh, my God. The Italian. It's my favorite sandwich. It is just perfect. I could eat it every meal, every day.
Big fan.
I go corned
Big
beef Schwartzy, man. Corned beef Schwartzy, you get the corned beef and the coleslaw all on
there. Yeah, I'm big
on
fan
the seeded
of that.
Roll. It's pretty good, too, if you want to change
Love
it up.
Love it. So whether it's the afternoon, tonight, game day, this evening.
Breakfast.
Sunday when you're watching all the other games and it's not an Eagles game. All of it. Make sure you get it at Primo Hoagies. You can order online for tonight's game. You can order right now at PrimoHoagies.com. Again, that website, PrimoHoagies.com. It's not just a hoagie, it's a Primo. By the way, Brandon Graham, sponsor when he's with us here on
Primos and Brandon Graham. Look at you.
WIP by Brandon Graham, which is a good segue to get to some audio of Brandon Graham from earlier this week on our show. BG, you know, joined us earlier this week, as he does every Tuesday from 7:40 to 8:10 in studio, except for this week he couldn't be in studio because of the short week. But he's loving the vibe with the Eagles. He came on the program right after we played some audio of Seth Joyner with some praise of the Eagles' defense. And let's listen to Brandon. He gets a little shot in, legend to legend, BG to Seth, in a joking way. He's kind of joking about Seth giving the Eagles some credit. But listen to Brandon, happy with the way the team's vibing right now.
I just like to hear, you know, Seth had to bow down just a little bit. But we ain't done nothing yet, man. We ain't done nothing yet. Like I told you, you know, we just work one day at a time. And, man, I'm just like, I think he did good with, you know, it is a lot of competition in our building. And that junk do make you feel like that. Because even for myself, it's like, man, let me get in on that action. Let me get in on it. You know, we fighting to get out there. You know, everybody, you know, just enjoying, you know, building together. And when you got something like that, man, I just feel like we just got to make sure we stay focused.
Well, listen, they've been very focused. That's one thing about Sirianni. Other than the end of last year, I've never felt like in his 4 years, and believe me, the end of last year is a big other than, okay? I'm not pushing it aside. But they generally take care of business against the teams they're supposed to. I'm not saying tonight qualifies as one of them. I mean, this is, I don't want to call it a toss-up game
tonight.
It's a real game. But generally, the Eagles beat up on the teams they're supposed to beat up on. And that's something, for instance, the Buddy Ryan teams and the Rich Kotite teams often didn't do. They'd have these thrilling wins and then these crater losses, just horrendous losses sometimes. So, you know, I'll be interested in the next 2 to 3 weeks to see if people come around on Sirianni or not.
Well, I was thinking about that when Brandon was talking there, because it's something that Richie always brings up about how, you know, great coaches, you'll hear players parrot what they say. Yep. You'll hear them say, like, we keep hearing that. We heard Saquon earlier week. Brandon right there, like, he's parroting the messages. It sounds very similar to the Sirianni audio we played earlier about, like, I don't want to just win 12 games. Yep. We haven't done anything yet. We got to make it special. Like, it's been impressive.
Let's listen to Sirianni talking about what what James had just referenced. Let's listen to Sirianni, the message he had to the guys earlier this week.
We got really good players. We got a really good front office and GM, right? And with great talent, and with great coaches, and with great physicality, and with great detail, you can win a lot of games. You can win 10, 11, 12 games. But you can't do special unless we continue to come together as a football team. I ain't into winning 10, 11, 12 games. We've been done that here. We've done that there. I want to do special and you can't do special alone.
It's good stuff, man.
He does have like a different approach the way he talks, too. Yeah. You know, it's good.
No, he really does. All right, speaking of Sirianni, more from him from when he joined us earlier this week. Sirianni about tonight's game. We'll get to that next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.